This is 16.9 The Podcast. I'm Dave Haynes. 16.9 has been covering the digital signage industry for more than 12 years, first online and now as a podcast. This podcast gives me the time to really talk to people about technology and issues, get past the PR and jargon and into what stuff means. I try to help listeners understand why they should care. You can listen to episodes online, get them off iTunes or Google Play, or subscribe using a podcast app. Whatever way you choose, they're free and there's a new one weekly. The 16.9 Podcast has been gratefully sponsored and supported from the start by Jeremy Gavin and his team at ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. ScreenFeed makes beautiful looking, totally automated content for signage and digital out-of-home networks. Check them out at ScreenFeed.com. One of the most interesting companies I saw recently at Infocom in Las Vegas was Lightform, a San Francisco startup that is making the once dark art of projection mapping available to just about everyone. It wasn't that long ago that projection mapping was all about very ambitious, very complicated, very expensive projects that only a handful of companies had the chops to pull off. Now we have a company here with a $700 device and related software that makes it possible for just about anyone to do small-scale projection mapping on things like a merchandising display or a wedding cake. Lightform calls this projected augmented reality, the idea that AR is not something that needs to be seen through the lens of a smartphone. I spoke with CEO and co-founder Brett Jones, and we did our best to describe to listeners what we're seeing. So first thing, what is Lightform all about?
So Lightform is a design tool for projected augmented reality.
Okay.
And what that means is you take the Lightform hardware device, the LF1, and you attach it to any video projector. You plug in the HDMI cable, and you've turned that projector into a 3D scanner. So you take that and you point it at real world objects, and then what you can do is you add information or magical effects that are seamlessly combined with real world objects in augmented reality. And the beauty of projected augmented reality is, as opposed to other VR or AR headsets or phones where you're really focused on the technology and the screen and it's encumbering, with projected augmented reality, it's a shared experience.
Right. You're not looking through a lens of any kind.
You don't have something on your face. You're not
right.
Looking through a screen.
Okay.
So you walk up, you see magic that's happening on top of an object, a product, and eventually you figure out there's a projector installed in the ceiling.
Right. And the LF1, that looks like a Kinect sensor.
So the LF1...
But there's obviously more going on there.
We call it a compact wireless media playback and scanner. And so the hardware is, it's actually a 4K color camera that's in there.
Okay.
So it's a high resolution camera that's connected to a computer. So there's a
computer's embedded
A9,
in there?
Yeah, embedded okay. unit. And then on the back of the Lightform, you have basically HDMI and power.
Okay.
So the cool thing about the Lightform is it's a compact, sleek design that kind of fits in with your space.
This is a custom device that you guys have developed.
Yeah, completely custom.
Yeah.
It has adhesive on the bottom. So what you do with the Lightform is you mount it just like you would mount a GoPro onto a projector.
Okay.
So any projector, you slap it on like a GoPro, plug in the HDMI cable mm-hmm. from the Lightform into the projector, plug in the power,
yeah.
and then you can now talk to the Lightform wirelessly from your laptop.
Right.
So plug in the Lightform, open your laptop, and then what you can do is you can trigger a scan from your laptop using our software.
Okay.
So the software Lightform Creator.
And the device is the thing that's doing the scan?
Yep.
Okay.
So here, I'll go ahead and trigger a scan. Actually.
So you're going into software and
yeah, I'm just
pointing
double
an
checking
object here
Flying
and
Robin.
I'm describing
can
it for
yeah.
listeners.
Flying Robin?
It's Flying Robin, yep.
Okay, so in the software, we have like 12 devices in the booth. So I'm selecting the correct device. And then you can see that this is the camera feed.
All right.
It's being streamed live from the Lightform. And this is our little test projection pattern. So
right.
you align the Lightform so you can
see
that.
So it looks like
pattern.
A test pattern on a TV set, an
yep.
old style TV set, that kind of thing.
And then I click the scan button. And now what happens is the projector projects a series of patterns that basically look like barcodes.
Right.
So here we have some kind of dots that get projected, and it's going to do it at different brightnesses, and then it's going to project all these barcode-looking things.
Right.
So
it's essentially triangulating and creating a 3D image map of
yep.
whatever it's looking at.
So you can think of this as when you have like stereo cameras, you have, or your eyes, you have a left eye and a right eye.
Yeah.
So the left eye is the camera. the right eye is the projector.
Okay.
And what they're doing is they're actually talking to each other through light. So they're communicating where everything is in 3D. Yeah. And we can use all that data to then build a 3D model, a depth map estimate of whatever the scene is. But you also get a picture of the scene.
Okay.
So I'm just going to cancel this. Basically, computes the scan, it will send it wirelessly back to the laptop, and now we have a picture of the scene. So this is actually the scan of
right.
the scene.
And you're bringing this into your software.
And this is our own content creation okay. software. So what you can then do is we can take, we have a pen tool. So I can now take, I'm looking at a t-shirt that is mounted on a wall, and I can just outline that shirt okay. really quickly. So
the same way that you do an outline in something like Photoshop.
Yep.
Okay.
And if you have used existing projection mapping tools, you're typically mapping on a black screen if
yeah.
you're using something like HeavyM or MadMapper or like hacking a bright sign to do something like this. And so the cool thing with Lightform is it basically looks like Illustrator. You're just basically tracing
right.
an object.
Okay.
So I've traced the object, and now what I can do is I can add an effect. So what's the best effect?
So you've got a whole series of effects you can work
yeah.
with.
Yeah. So there's like right now just 30-something effects. But I've added a shimmering kind of dissolve effect onto the shirt, and we're previewing that in the software.
Okay.
We can then go. Try this earlier, right?
Yeah, you can do it. Would you like me to demo?
Yeah.
Easier if.
I'll keep going through
okay.
it. So what I'm doing right now is we're seeing what's happening in the software, and we're live streaming the image to the device.
Okay.
So we call this the live preview. So this is wirelessly capturing everything that's happening in desktop, sending it, and doing a preview display. What we can also do is, if you want to update the mask around the object, we have a live streaming
mask
mode.
So you can fine-tune it.
So you can fine-tune your projection. So
yeah.
when you're down to that last little pixel, you can use this tool
right.
to just get it
so
exactly
So you don't have
correct.
The light bleeding over, like you're looking at a shirt here,
yep.
and there's a little bit of light bleeding over the sleeve, so you can tighten that up so it's just on the fabric.
Yep.
Okay.
So now I'm going to create another object. Let's start with which one is the best.
I would say do Quick Select works very well.
It's okay.
You just run the company. You don't know shit about the software, right?
Yeah, this is our CTO, so he's the one who should be running the demo here.
Wait a second for it to. And I would try it on maybe the flowers look good. You can.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm doing right now is using we call them Quick Select tools. So we have like a magic wand and a Photoshop style
okay.
Quick Select tool where we're using the scan data to really easily kind of automatically create that mask for you. So instead of using a pen tool and doing it all manually, you
yeah.
can also really quickly select an object. And the cool thing is not only does it use color, it uses the depth. So you could have a white mug on a white table, and you can really quickly click once, get a good estimate of what that mask for the mug should be.
Click the curvature of it and everything,
yep.
pixel map it.
And then you can instantly apply effects, but if it's slightly off, we actually convert that into a vector mask, so you can then take the pen tool and refine it.
Okay.
So it makes basically the mapping part and the masking part really easy. We've also spent a lot of time on the pen tool to make it like intuitive and kind of state of the art in terms of the way that it's designed. So we've previewed the effect right now from the software, and now what we're going to do is publish the project. So click the publish button. It's going to package up all of those files, wirelessly send it to the Lightform, and then it's going to play that back.
And the Lightform is, I think I saw on your spec sheets, it's some sort of ARM processor.
Yeah, quad core A9.
You can play out video.
Yep, and it's got.
What are the files that, like, what is this video or what?
So this is actually a shader. So this is a interactive generative effect.
Oh, okay.
So you can do video as well.
You were right. Yeah. So this is a video on the that's being rendered an effect on top of the video.
Yeah.
So we publish the video out, and then we're running a GLSL shader on top of the video itself.
All right. So the value proposition here is that projection mapping historically has been done on big ass buildings and sports cars and things like that, and you're using very expensive, very elaborate software to do that. You're basically, to use almost like a cliche term, but democratizing this, so it's a lot easier for other people to do. Is that a fair assessment?
Exactly. So we say we're opening it up to a whole new world of creatives, from beginners to pro,
okay.
is our marketing phrase. But what we mean by that is someone can pick up and learn projected AR, projection mapping, you know, from the beginning if they've never used it before.
Yeah.
But if you're a pro, you can also use this to do scalable deployments.
Yeah.
So not only is it good for prototyping, but it's good for permanent deployments, because what we just did was we sent the file wirelessly to the Lightform. Yeah. We can now close this laptop and we can walk away, and you have a permanently deployed, in this case, retail projection mapping experience.
Now, one of the knocks about projection mapping in a lot of retail environments is, A, you need really bright projectors, and B, the lamps on those projectors have 2,000, 3,000 hours of life. Then you got to replace them. That becomes a big labor issue, reliability issue, and everything else. How do you get around that?
Yeah, so our starter kit that we're selling is a Epson 3100 lumen 1080p projector, and it's good for getting started. But when you do a permanent deployment, you want to switch to a laser or an LED light source.
Which is going to give you 30,000 hours, something like that?
Yeah, it's usually retail duty cycles. It's about 5 to 7 years.
Okay.
So, you know, it's enough that it's permanent deployment.
Right. And it's got enough brightness that even in a well-lit store,
yep,
you don't have to dim the lights or have a
We have trade show level
area
lighting right now, and yeah, it's fine. We actually pride ourselves on projection mapping is known as being in a dark room.
Yeah.
And almost all of our demos are in retail lighting. Like our office where we do all of our demos is like bright lighting all the time.
Right.
So, you know, if it doesn't work in real world environments, it doesn't work for actual deploys.
Okay. So where does the company come from?
So we got started in projected AR at Disney Imagineering, so doing this for theme parks.
Oh, really? Okay.
Actually for Inside of Rides.
So you guys come out of Disney?
So Kevin met in grad school. So myself and other co-founder Raj were at Disney, and then we met Kevin, I think, a year later, and then we've all been working together. So we're all PhDs in computer science from University of Illinois. And then along the way, went to like Microsoft Research and Adobe and did some R&D for some of the like AR, VR products, and Kevin did some work for inserting 3D models into Photoshop.
Right.
So like really focused on like the intersection of content creation and advanced 3D scanning computer vision technology is where we've been focused for the past decade. And then we've been working on Lightform for the past 4 years. So it's been a long time.
Probably funded,
or
are you?
Yes, we've done about $8 million in funding over two venture capital rounds located in San Francisco.
And you're in San Francisco?
Yep.
Okay.
And we felt that was necessary to get to the point where we could sell a product instead of doing a Kickstarter and shipping 3 years later. So.
Yeah. I bought some of those products and still don't have them.
Yeah, exactly. So we actually have already made the first 200 production quality light forms, which is what we're showing off today. So FCC CE certified, initially rolling out into US, Canada, and select European countries, and then we'll add more countries over time. And that's production hardware, so we're making this first wave one number of units, and those will be shipping out in November. Right now, we're engaged with what we call our early adopters. So select big brands and then a couple of artist partnerships that are using Lightform right now. And we're basically getting feedback and kind of finalizing the software. And then we'll be shipping out the Wave 1 units in November.
Where do you see selling this stuff? Is it systems integrators, those kinds of companies? Or is it more like companies that are active in merchandising?
So we're actually intentionally going for both designers and AV integrators.
Okay.
And the reason is, for designers, we make the tech part so easy that now you can do it yourself, particularly for prototyping, for the POC. But then for the AV integrator, we make the content creation so easy that the content creation is automated by vision, computer vision. And so you can quickly create effects, throw some text onto an object, and have basically a full POC without bringing in a design firm if you don't have that capability in-house.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Gavin, CEO of ScreenFeed. Now, I'm not put off by the fact that you're not listening to this podcast to hear me. Just like audiences to any digital signage, you give your attention to content you find interesting or helpful. That's where my company ScreenFeed comes in. Our sole mission is to make your digital signage network more valuable by making content that is more valuable to your audience. If you'd like to drive more attention to your screens, visit ScreenFeed.com to explore the 75-plus content options we've created to do just that. And then give us a call. Now, back to the podcast.
So, what are you buying? You're buying the LF1, the software?
Yep.
So, is it an enterprise license, or how does it work?
So, the Lightform LF1, the hardware, comes with Lightform Creator, the software, for free. And that's free forever. And then we're going to be releasing a pro version of the software, and that's going to come later this year/next year.
What's the difference with the pro?
there's advanced functionality. So if you want to synchronize multiple projectors, we actually have some really cool functionality in Creator where you can bring in stock video from a free online searchable stock video store. So there's actually 100,000 videos in there. So you can search Fire, and you can see 20 different versions of Fire. Drag that onto, you know, whatever, a coffee mug, and your mug is on fire. Your car is on fire.
Right.
And basically with Creator, you get 100 of those stock videos that we've selected as being the best. With the Pro, you get 100,000.
Right.
So it's geared more towards enterprise deploys and kind of professional applications.
So for the software, are there, when there are updates and all that, is that included in the buy? So you're not paying an annual subscription?
Exactly,
or support license or that sort of thing?
So for Creator, we just are continually updating that. Okay. And then Pro is going to be a monthly subscription that includes the updates. So you always have the latest version.
So right now, if I'm hearing this, I'm really interested in this. What's this going to cost me?
So the Lightform LF1 hardware is $699.
That's it. Okay.
And then the starter kit, we partnered with Epson to bundle with one of their projectors. So that's $1,499, and it's the Lightform, a projector. Actually, let's walk over here.
We're walking. We're walking.
Lightform's dangerous.
So it is a Lightform projector, 1080p, 3100 lumen, 3 LCD projector, really vibrant colors. We tried 20 projectors. This was the best one.
All right.
It comes with a mounting kit. So you can actually take that, put that on the bottom of the projector. You can mount it directly to a tripod, which we supply for quick prototyping. This also is supportable with lighting mounts, so an Avenger mount. So you can quickly mount it onto truss or onto ceiling for kind of inverted.
So this is the sort of thing that you would do for temporary or easily accessible installations.
This is great for prototyping or POCs or events.
If you're going to go into a permanent installation in an area that's not going to be easy to get at, you want to be using a laser, even though it's going to cost you more, but it's going to last longer.
And lasers, there's a lot of really good options that have just launched. Epson just launched a new projector that's looks like a lighting fixture, but it's a laser projector, mounts directly into track lighting, so you don't have to run any power. Dell also makes a really good 4 or 5K laser that we use a lot. Epson too, they've got a new line. Basically everyone's launching lasers this year. So,
do you have any competitors?
So there's definitely competitors.
There's Christie Mystique, but that's for hockey.
Yeah, so there's the high end. AV Stumpfels, you know, right next to us. Like, I think they're partnered with Vioso, if I remember. So there's high end camera systems for projection mapping, but the prices are tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, 4 day training course and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, literally you can walk up with software and use it today with no training. The other end is there's a lot of VJ tools. So MadMapper, you know, VDMX, and then kind of custom programming like Touch Designer, VVVV. So you really only have the high end, and then you have kind of these more
hacks,
kind of kludged together hack systems.
Yeah.
I mean, the software is usually good. Like MadMapper has come a long way over the years.
Yeah.
But to create a complete workflow, you have to chain together all of these systems together.
Right.
And Lightform is trying to be that one kind of central content creation and mapping application. We do play nice with others, we say. So we actually have support for, you can use After Effects, and while you're creating your content in After Effects, we live stream that into Creator, and then stream it out into the world. So you can create high fidelity After Effects content, and actually get the live preview, render that out, and then permanently deploy it on the scene.
Now, what is, in the digital signage world, a lot of what happens are things like scheduling, and different things are happening at different times. There's hundreds of CMS platforms out there. Do you play nice with them at all? Can you schedule events, different things happening? Like, is it your own CMS, or could a company that has a signage CMS software platform, is there an API or something that would allow them to trigger an event on yours?
So as of right now, we do all of that kind of online CMS. So we have, you know, a way where you can see all the units that are on your local network and then connect to them and pair. We actually spend a ton of time on that pairing process. So pairing a Lightform to your computer is the same as pairing like a Nest camera. So it's a really streamlined, easy to use process, not what you would expect in, you know, a digital signage system.
Right.
And so basically we're planning on doing the scheduling within our own system. We are planning eventually to have an API for integration into other AV integrator networks. So that's basically a come talk to us.
Yeah, because you're going to have large format retailers, say a Walmart or somebody like that, who's going to have a whole bunch of displays all through the thing. They really don't want to have four or five different systems that they're working with. They want one master system, almost like a Crestron, that controller that's going to control different things and inform stuff. So that's the path you're heading down?
Yeah, and the kind of more consumer-friendly version that we're focused on right now is doing things like if-this-then-that integration.
Okay.
So like Zapier, basically you can hack things together easily. So this is a little demo where we have a Philips Hue bulb, and then the bulb is synchronized to the projection.
Okay.
So you can actually take different applications and hook them together using if-this-then-that, or also the Open Sound Control Protocol.
Right.
So you can create your own custom touchscreen app, walk up and have a kiosk, and then swipe between different looks on products, and all you're doing is sending little messages to the light form to do the playback. So,
so it plays nice into a bigger
ecosystem of full, you know, digital signage or Pro AV system.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting, but it's a little bit problematic if you're in your own little island and walled garden, so to speak.
Yeah, you have to be, you know, play nice with others and connect.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of walking through some of the applications here. This is a piece by an artist, Gabriel Shama, out of San Francisco. And it's basically this intricately cut, laser-cut wooden sculpture.
Yeah.
And so there's all these kind of filigree designs, and then we have mapped it with a projector. So there's these vibrant color animations that you can see on lightform.com or in the launch video. And what we're pointing out here is just to do something like this,
the
level
of
calibration that you have to have is like, is really tight.
That would take this to design this didn't happen in 5 minutes.
So this is actually
a project.
This is After Effects content. So you can design, you know, custom content and then do playback. Whereas behind us, you know, we were just looking at real live time effect, live effects. So it's kind of the spectrum. We have another demo behind us that's a retail experience. So we have a rain jacket and it's raining on the jacket. And then on the left, we're currently calling out product features. So being able to, you know, interactively select the jacket and drag an effect in. But you can imagine that being features of the jacket.
Yeah.
So you have the price, you have that it's waterproof, it's Gore-Tex material. And so this is a great example of combining information with effects for a super compelling retail display. We focus a lot too on, so this is like very magical, but there's very practical applications where a lot of times we've talked with big brands that don't want to deploy digital signage because they say they don't want to look like a sports bar.
Yeah.
They don't want to look like Dunkin' Donuts or a sports bar. And so what you could do with projection is...
We're moving again.
Here we have a little kind of coffee shop display where we just have a piece of plywood that's got a frame around it, and we've turned it into digital signage. So you can create digital signage that looks more like art than it does a TV, and it can seamlessly blend into the aesthetics of the space.
Yeah.
And so we're really trying to target bringing digital signage into the kind of interior design and architecture realms where you're not putting it in as an add-in at the end. Can really think about the design of a space and think, if I'm designing a new space and every square inch can become a pixel, how does that change the way that I design?
Now what about the practicalities of the throw on this is about 4 or 5 feet, something like that. Are there any practical range limitations in terms of what the throw has to be for this to work to still get that granularity?
Yeah, so we get kind of millimeter per pixel level registration, which we're quite proud of. The main limitation is the light form has a lens on it, and so the lens of the projector has to be within a range of what the lens of the light form is. So the standard light form is 0.85 to 1.8 throw ratio projectors, kind of normal throw projectors. We also have a short throw unit that we haven't officially announced yet, but so we have a short throw unit that's 0.25 to point, I want to say 7.
So that's going to deal with something like you've kind of got this gantry effect here, and I suspect some retailer designers are going to look at that and go, yeah, that's not happening in our store.
Yeah, so this we use because it's our bundle starter kit projector.
And it's your trade show booth.
Yeah, and it's our trade show booth. But you could basically just mount it higher. You can put them inside of enclosures. We've done demos with ultra short throw projectors embedded into furniture.
Okay.
So you put a little credenza in front of the display, cut a little hole in it, embed a ultra short throw projector. Or you could buy that, was it Sony that sells one for like $30,000? That's like a, it's a coffee table slash projector.
It's just money.
Yeah. But the nice thing about projectors is you can hide them, so you don't even know that there's technology involved.
And the other value proposition here is you're not putting a display in the place of merchandise. You're working with the existing merchandise. People, there's still the tactile thing that you can go up and touch it, although I'm sure you don't want people lifting that teapot because then it's no longer where it needs to be.
Yeah, exactly. We actually started the company doing interactive real-time tracking. So like pick up the teapot and the visuals do track. And we actually pivoted away from that because we found that this was the problem of like, well, the teapot has to be there because it's a display.
Yeah.
Right? Like someone can't walk away with it. That just doesn't make any sense. And the entire system cost just balloons. Because now, instead of one person designing with Lightform Creator, you're hiring a team of Unity Unreal developers to create video game content when all you want to do is create a simple, you know, in-store signage display. So we've really focused on stock video content as like the easy go-to, or create your own video content, but then these interactive effects. And we also have like a text tool, so you can dynamically bring in pricing or your own messaging.
So if I'm interested, I find you guys at lightform.com?
Yep, lightform.com. And we just launched on June 5th. So we have the early adopter units with the select partners are already sold out.
Yeah.
But this next wave of units will be shipping in November. So you can reserve a unit. You put in your credit card number. We don't charge you until it ships.
Okay.
And you can cancel anytime.
Cool.
So basically lock yours in.
All right, really interesting. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot, Dave.
That's it for this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and learned a thing or two. If you're new to 16.9, it's a podcast that's been around for more than 2 years. You can click around the archive and find more than 100 conversations with smart industry folks. If you're new to digital signage, you need to be reading 16.9 at 16-9.net. There are now more than 6,000 posts in there about this industry. Everything about 16.9 is free. Great sponsors make my work possible, and one of those is podcast sponsor ScreenFeed. Check them out at screenfeed.com. 16.9 is a product of Vertical Media Consulting Group, the massive media empire I run out of a spare room in my house, now located outside beautiful, amazing Halifax, Nova Scotia, on the east coast of Canada. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Haynes.